Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Time now for the Strawberry Letter, guys. If you need advice on relationships, see how we switch that up. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to read your letter live on the air.
Pop it, like Shirley.
That's for you, Jay.
Pop
just
that
like
pipe.
We're going to do this one right here, right now. That's for you, Jay.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: I'm falling in love with a big baby. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 40 years old and my boyfriend is a 45-year-old successful businessman. He's divorced and has one kid from his marriage. We've been dating for 7 months and I love his kid and I get along well with his ex-wife. A few weeks ago, his ex and I were chatting in the driveway when she dropped their child off. She asked me if my boyfriend had revealed his big secret to me yet. I asked her what was she talking about, and she assured me that it wasn't about him cheating or anything like that. But it's very strange, and it was the cause of their divorce. What she told me had me curious. So the next day, I asked my boyfriend if he'd been keeping anything from me. He admitted that he was holding back something that he really wanted to share with me. That night, when I was getting ready for bed, he asked me to step out of the room so he could surprise me with his secret. I stood out the room until I heard, "Come on in, Mommy," in what sounded like a baby's voice. I opened the door and he yelled, "Mommy, Mommy, come in." He was on the bed on all fours wearing a cloth diaper and white footies. I stood there in amazement and he said, "I was bad, Mommy, and I need a thanking." I screamed and ran out of the house. And when I got in my car, I called his ex-wife and told her I found out his secret. She said it's called infantilism and he's been doing it for years. I'm staying with my parents temporarily and he's been blowing up my phone asking for a second chance. He is perfect for me in every way except this one. I will never be comfortable with this kind of role playing. Should I scrap the man because he's a little weird, or should I help him work through this? Infantilism. I looked it up. It means retention of childish physical, mental, or emotional qualities in adult life. Okay, what? okay. So just out of the blue, he puts on a diaper and wants you to spank him and he's talking baby talk. Yeah, I would say that's weird. I would just say that's weird. Girl. I mean, I don't know anyone who does this. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen, but I don't know anyone who's into this. Shay, why are you laughing? It does sound weird. It sounds very weird. But I mean, to be honest, it also sounds kind of harmless. It sounds harmless. But I mean, it doesn't sound scary. It doesn't sound like anyone will be seriously injured in the process or anything like that. I just don't spank so hard, I guess. I don't know. Should you scrap the man or help him work through this, you ask?
What?
Because you say he's perfect for you in every way except this particular role-playing situation. And you're not complaining about him acting up or cheating or anything else, but you're not personally or professionally equipped to handle him and to help him work through this. So as I see it, you have three options, okay? You can, number one, you could stay gone over your parents' house. Stay gone, okay? Don't come back to this mess. Or you can come back and get into it and spank him. or you could do that.
What?
I'm just saying, if you're into it, hey, some people might be into it. She said he's perfect in every way other than that. Or three, see if this is something that requires therapy, because it sounds like it does. See if this is something, do your research, something that you can work through, okay? Because you say this guy is perfect in every way. Those are your three options as far as I see it, all right? Yeah. Steve?
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got no damn time for this foolishness right here. This punk ass sitting up here and put some damn white booties on and a diaper and him. Mommy, you are, what? Nobody got time for this. This ain't even a mama's boy. This a mama's baby. Y'all sit up in here. Y'all got enough to work through in the relationship. You gonna add that it ain't been but 7 months. Run. Get your ass out. Where is this going? And then his ex-wife had to tell you about it. Why you think he got an ex-wife? If he all that, he's so damn perfect. He 45. Why ain't he got nobody? Listen to me. This is what you ought to do. Drop his ass off at daycare and drive off.
I like that.
Leave his ass right there. I got more for this letter when I come back. But this right here, this is nowhere for you, lady. You've got to be kidding me. Why would you take this on? You can't fix it. It's called infantilism.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's a thing?
Man, you got to get past... What about just infidelity?
Well, she said he doesn't cheat. She said that. All right, hang on,
I'd rather
Steve.
That than come in here and your ass got a diaper on it. You done poo-pooed in this damn bed and you rolling around in it about I need to get white.
Okay,
you're
going to
get
on.
Your ass whooped. Ain't nobody
hold
got
on,
no time.
Steve.
Nothing Shirley said.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's letter, I'm falling in love with a big baby. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. I'm falling in love with a big baby.
Yeah, and I'm not recapping a damn thing. Listen to me.
You gotta let the people know.
Now, if y'all, this woman is in love with this man that's got a problem. His ex-wife told the woman about him. She get along with the ex-wife. Got a little kid. She love the kid. Now, here the problem is, he suffers with this thing called
infantilism. Mm-hmm.
Where he told her, she asked him, is that something she wants to see? He said, yeah, it actually is. Told her to go out the room. She go out the room, come back. His big ass, 45-year-old man, to put a diaper on, got on some damn white socks, and in the flow talking about he wants her to spank him. Mommy, mommy, it's me.
Say it in baby talk, Steve. You got to say it
in
like
baby talk. My mommy coming in here. I was what? Man, if you don't get your ass out of this bed, because you don't know how far this is going. This ain't therapy. You ain't got time for this. I don't care how great of a guy he is. He got some other damn problem. Listen to me.
Come on, Steve. Baby talk.
Any man, mama, I'm gonna need get your black ass up and get down off this bed and put your damn pants on. Where's your drawers? He got a diaper on, sitting up in here. Sitting up in here. Now he poo pooing on himself. You gotta wipe his big ass.
She did not say that in the letter.
Well, I'm just saying, but you don't know how far this is going. If he plays this infantilism, how far is he going to go? Is he going to wake up one morning and decide he don't feel like going to work because he won't go outside and play? What is he going to do?
But say it in baby talk.
I don't want to go to work today. I'm going to stay in the house and to the play.
You don't want to
go to work today? No, I don't want to go to work. I want to watch cartoons.
Well, you got to go to work. We got to eat. We got to eat. You got to make
I just want a bottle. I don't want to eat. I want to eat it. I want applesauce.
We don't have no applesauce. We all out. We're completely out of applesauce.
You know why we out of applesauce? Because my ass ain't been to work this month.
What you going to do about that? Are you going to go?
I don't know. I was going to keep this diaper on and see how long I could milk this thing. You see how this sounds? It don't make no damn sense. We got to stop this here. We got to stop this here. We cannot, lady, get out of this relationship. I don't give a damn what he talking about. The lady told you what he do. He been doing it for years. Are you familiar with this secret? No. So you asked him about it. He get on all for it. Yeah, I've been wanting to tell you about it. What? That's craziness. He's a grown-ass man. You ain't got time to go back to infantilism.
He needs help, Steve.
Now, let me. At 45, he got about another 30 years. He may be in that diaper any damn way. See? So now, what he wearing it for now, see? He in the diaper now. That's too early. I'm just sick of people like this here. Of all the letters we got, you know what?
There's stuff going on in the world, Steve.
Pull his diaper down and beat his ass.
That's what he wants. That's what he wants.
Yeah, but you ain't going to believe.
He needs help.
I'd give him some wood. I'd snatch that diaper down, and I got some sci-fi stuff in the house.
You pledging him?
Place his ass. Boy.
Baby talk one more time.
Who is that? What's that baby?
Oh, wait. This is baby talk right here. Watch this. I want you to say,
watch.
A real baby.
I don't want to play no more.
That's baby talk. I don't want to play no more, mama. You beating me too hard.
Right. Oh, now you got to try to control the baby.
I don't know why this letter reminded me of Jay, though.
Oh, my God. I've done some kinky things, but that one I have done. Surely.
I didn't know this was a thing.
He marked me down for a lot of stuff.
Hey. So
yeah,
cute.
So that's real baby talk. Say this right here. Say, spank me really hard.
What?
Spank me really hard.
No, say, spank me really hard.
Spank me really hard.
Oh, yeah.
You gonna walk in the bedroom, you're 45 year old man. Sound like that. How that gonna work?
Oh, boy.
Help.
Oh, boy. I'm in total disagreement.
Did you all want to finish your
okay,
role
go
play?
Ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
Go
yeah,
ahead, let's Jay.
Do a little bit more. Go ahead, Jay. Ask me something.
So you don't... What, I think you need a nap. You should just take a nap. And that would be...
I don't want to take a nap.
Oh, you don't want no nap? You want a cookie?
Uh-uh.
Mm, you want to get breastfed? You want that?
Not from you, sir. Even though you may be capable, not from you. And I don't want one of your cookies either, because your cookie, the last time I had your cookie, Uncle Jay, I was high as hell.
What? That's what she should do. Get one of these cookies I got to knock
it out. All right. Thank you, guys. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, time to get really serious. In trending news, Minneapolis City Council, they have announced their intent to disband the Minneapolis Police Department. Wait till we come back and you hear about this right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com. To get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.